wasn't long ago that Nashville had an especially bad year trying to find people willing to work at polling places. In 2013, only 35 newcomers applied. But one year made the difference. More than 1,000 applications came in last year. So what's the secret to wooing more poll workers? For one, says recruiter Lisa Pierce, they are overcoming a big misconception.
Before I started with the Election Commission, thought everybody was just giving up their time. When we talk about the pay, which has just been increased, that often will hook in some people to, maybe I can figure out a way.
The job now pays at least $150 a day. Because it's an election season, Pierce sets up information tables a few times each week at mayoral forums. She recently went into recruiting mode when David Wilson stopped by.
You can serve as a poll official if you have an interest in that paid position.
After a pause, he didn't see why not.
I don't think I'll be doing anything that day.
Get you to fill out some paperwork, or you can go online.
Election officials also slipped mailers alongside water and electricity bills this year. And Pierce's fellow recruiter, Meredith McKay, said a sense of duty convinces some people.
It's a 14-hour day. You're going to go home. You're going to want to go to bed. But the next day, you're going to wake up, and you're going to feel really good about what you've done.
It's that feeling that has kept some poll workers involved for 40 years, and others, now, signing up in record numbers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.